You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So it's just Bush's beans. It's not necessarily, it's like Bush's has a whole line of different bean products, whether it's black beans, kidney beans, garbanzo beans, or baked beans.
Baked
and
beans,
we know
yeah.
They have a whole mess load of different kinds of baked beans. So this brings about an interesting question. If you're going to like dump the winning coach with a bucket of beans, which beans are the best beans to be dunked with?
Finish the sentence, Scott.
I think
if I'm gonna get dumped with beans, what beans do I want to be dumped with?
Well, what do you want to be dumped with versus what the people want? This is clearly for the people. If we're dumping beans on a head coach, I think it has to be baked. Everybody associates Bush's, at least in my opinion, with Bush's baked beans. We also continue the alliteration of the Boca Raton Bowl, sponsored by Bush's Beans. With
I like
baked.
That. I like that.
That's so I am telling the head coaches and those in college football, say yes to beans and make sure they're baked.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Doesn't basically we just now have the fart bowl?
No.
No?
That doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
Fiber. Fiber.
fiber bowl?
Beans are fiber. Plus, you can get the dog there too, which would be great. Love the dog.
What's the saying?
Beans,
they're good for your heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. So eat beans with every meal.
Yes, that's the old saying.
There it is.
What dog?
There's a dog. It's like a spokesman for baked beans. Roll the beautiful bean footage, and they have like the dog. It's like a golden retriever.
Yeah, I've never seen this.
Yeah. I've never seen this.
Is he on the can? I don't think so.
I don't think he's on a can. No. But when I
no, because otherwise people would think it's dog food.
Right. And baked beans are not dog food.
Marketing department did their good job on
yeah,
that one.
Quick, are you going to eat that? Baked beans? Yes.
No, are you going to dump that on the coach?
Well,
yes.
That's too we're
yeah,
going to
yeah,
dump
sure,
on the
yeah,
if
yeah,
they don't.
That's I'm the only reason.
Yeah, no point, absolutely. There's no point of this sponsorship.
It's like the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Yes.
Unless he's going to get, you know, smoked with some mayonnaise, and then what's the point? Dug you down with baked beans?
I would rather have a bunch of baked beans dumped on me than mayonnaise.
Fair enough. But would you eat baked beans? Do you eat
yeah,
baked
I've
beans?
Had baked beans before, yeah.
You're not a big fan, though?
Not really, but I have had them, yes.
Can you like the baked bean?
Yeah, I love all kinds of beans, man.
Yeah.
I'm a beans kind of guy.
Two cuts? You down with baked beans?
In with beans.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the update.
Yeah, of course.
Fart bowl. All right. Scott, look, the start for the Red Wings, Steve Yzerman needed this. He is a Detroit legend. He had come under heavy scrutiny. I hope it's not like just a temporary reprieve, but to have the best record in the Atlantic and to be getting production out of the young players. These are young players that he refused to part with. But, and you know, I don't know how much Emmett Finney was on people's radar, but Axel Sandin Pelikka was, and he looks like he belongs. Now you get Nate Danielson coming up, and he had a really, really good game the other night. I'm glad this is happening because you don't, and it doesn't, you know, he's not out of the woods yet. Don't get me wrong. It's just a good start, and Steve Yzerman needed it, and I'm glad to see it. And they're back in action tonight. And I hope I hope they can continue this so that we can move beyond the sort of, I felt like Detroit had moved into a default position that he wasn't going to get it done here. And maybe we can see a light at the end of the tunnel here with Steve, huh?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I think this is what they envision. It's not just the three rookies that are playing now. It's having guys that are also still young in their careers that are performing. Edvinson taking another big step this year. Now he's on the top line. He's playing, you know, 20 over 21 minutes a game. It's watching Marco Kasper get out there and earn his 15 minutes a game that he has, even though he's only got 3 goals on the season in the 20 games, and that's it for his point total as well.
Mm-hmm.
He is still making his presence felt, and seeing that guy on a regular shift, that also adds to it, because these are the guys. This is that young core that he was trying to develop, and you're getting that mix along with a veteran-laden top couple of lines there. So I like to see how this team is coming together, but they're 25% of the way through the season. But they're way ahead of their pace last year, and they got off to a horrible start last year. And you know, people were like, when are they going to move on from the coach? And they finally did in December of last year. So having Todd McCullough here all offseason into training camp and now starting the season, this team is getting used to what it means to play for Todd McCullough, and that includes these three rookies that get their first chance at professional hockey is with Todd McCullough, and there are high standards.
Call your shot right now. Is this a playoff team?
Yes.
The problem is, and I'm feeling very good about them. They're just a bad week away from being out of the playoffs. Like the teams,
because it's early in the season.
It's so early in the season, and it looks great to see the Red Wing logo atop the standings in the Eastern Conference, but still, it's, you know, a lot of, they're not the best record in the East, the best record in the Atlantic, but you know, the way the first team out of the playoffs has 22 points, that's Ottawa. Detroit has 25 points.
Well, I mean, here's where it kind of shows up how inconsistent this team is.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they are tops in the Atlantic division of the Eastern Conference with 25 points, their goal differential is zero.
The Red Wings' goal differential,
straight up is zero. So when you look up and down and you see the plus minus stats for the players, and it's interesting stat. It's not a great stat to look at, but it's an interesting stat to look at. The plus minus stats for this team, there aren't many plus players on this team.
Yeah, if I'm correct, Sandin Pelikka is not very good.
No,
he looks like he belongs. Don't get me wrong,
but he's minus eight. And so is Marco Kasper. You know, these are two young guys that are minus eight. Patrick Kane is minus seven. On the other end of that spectrum, though, you do have Dylan Larkin, who's at plus nine, and Lucas Raymond are plus six. Those are the two best players on the team, and they're playing like it. But by and large, this team is still a tad inconsistent, which we've seen. Like to see that smooth out over the course of the next 20 games and see where they're at in 20 more. They're going to get 25 more points in the next 20 games. That's a good start. Keep going that path. Hopefully it's even more than that.
Gibson and Nett tonight. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. How you feel about the goaltending?
Talbot's been a lot better lately. So to see Gibson and Nett, we'll see how he acclimates himself. His last time out was not good against Buffalo. They had that great start, and then he gives up 5 goals.
Yeah.
They were up 4-1, and they lost 5-4 in overtime. So I'm sure he's anxious to get that taste out of his mouth. It wasn't very good. And you know, he's been hot and cold, and that's not what they signed him for. They're expecting him to be a very good and steady, consistent performer between the pipes.
Red Wings back at it tonight against the Islanders down at LCA. Meanwhile, Pistons don't play until Saturday. I don't like that. I mean, they need the rest. Don't get me wrong, but I want to watch them play.
They definitely need the rest.
We'll talk some Pistons in the noon hour. Have the latest on Tarek Skubal, including a former GM coming up with trade proposals for Detroit. We have pondered them. We've looked at them. We'll tell you if there are any takers at 11:30.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
There's
search and inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You had a great question on your show sheet. What's better in our state right now, college basketball or college hockey?
Right?
Yep. Kang. Kang. I'll just state then. We'll quickly hit it and move on. College hockey.
Yeah, I agree. College hockey. Basketball with Michigan, Michigan State, they're both really good this year. So this is going to be fun.
But you mix in Western.
For the hockey.
Tips of scales to college puck, but
you said puck.
I did say puck. You ready for the big old tub of pretzels?
I'm always ready.
So random questions that listeners send in, we do our best to answer them. We help you solve debates, things you and your friends have pondered. Text them over right now at 248-539-9797, and they will get added to the tub for future use.
Yeah, we're always looking for good or bad questions.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever.
Yeah. No, some of the bad ones.
Yeah,
are,
some of the bad
great.
Ones are the best ones.
Awful.
Right? Yeah. All right. Question number one.
Good and terrible.
Do you like your chicken tenders sauced or dry to dip?
I like them dry. I've always been a dipper. And when it comes to even like chicken wings or even
I was going to say part two is traditional wings as well.
Yeah, I mean whether it's chicken tenders or boneless or bone in. I've always been, I'd rather dip it. I control how much sauce. And frankly, I like a lot of sauce.
Uh-huh.
So also, I like to dip
you're
going to
drench them, huh?
Yeah, but I don't want to get messy while I do it. That's why I want to be able to have something to hang on to.
Doug, this is something you can actually get involved with.
Yeah, and you brought up something I had never given any thought. Why do I like my chicken tenders dry? But my chicken wings sauced.
I'm with you, Doug. 100%.
Why?
I'm with you. The tenders got to be dry.
First of all, this is the Venn diagram never crosses, and you and I are never in the same space.
No.
So welcome, my brother.
Yes.
But honestly, why? I've never given this any thought. I do not like wings like with the dry rub or anything like that, and you dip them in blue cheese or ranch or anything. Why?
Is it because knife and fork? Because you eat tenders with?
I don't eat tenders.
Yeah. For tenders, uh-huh. Okay.
I'm with you, Doug. I don't know why. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason, but definitely with traditional wings, I like if it's like garlic parm or Asian zing. I want them sauced up.
And,
in
they're,
the bowl,
and they're messy. And then, yeah. Gator doesn't like the mess. They are messy.
No, but traditional like that. But tenders? Dry. Give me the sauce on the side. I'm with you, Doug.
That's bizarre.
That is bizarre.
But I've never realized that there is a difference, and there's definitely a difference, and there's a right way and a wrong way. And the right way is my tenders are dry, my wings are sauced. Huh. It's curious. I don't
know what's
going on.
You've been eating chicken for a long time, too. Though,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I'm a veteran.
That's your first foray.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. You eat sometimes.
Next question.
Deep thinker.
Am I?
Well, you are now.
Yeah.
Is he going to be obsessed or bothered by this?
I think he's going to be obsessed now.
I think it's a new segment.
I think I might be obsessed.
Mind blown.
What is the most overrated and underrated international cuisine?
International cuisine. Overrated, underrated. Wow.
I'm going to say something people aren't going to like.
Go ahead.
Oh, we like that.
Overrated Italian.
Wow.
Hey, I like it.
He went saucy.
So overrated.
Yeah, Mascioli's not even real, I'm told. So
yeah.
I will say overrated, and then we can do underrated after this. Overrated, I think, is French.
Is it rated?
I think it is, yeah. Well, I mean, he went to French culinary school. French this,
so
French
that. So what is a French, like an actual French dish?
Chateaubriand.
Pâté
du foie gras. Foie gras. Yeah, croissant.
Cordon bleu.
Gasoline.
Kerosene.
Sorry, I started doing déjà vu. Have we not met before? I think, yeah, I'm going to say French is overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah, Kang, what do you got?
Overrated. So something that's actually rated, then. You can't just pick something that no one likes, right?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
All right, not all Latin food is good food, if that makes any sense. So, like, Colombian food is not the same as Mexican food.
Correct.
Or Brazilian food.
Right.
So I'm going to go Colombian food, because I thought Colombian food was like Mexican food, and I went there, and it's not, like, drastically different, but not the exact same flavor profiles.
I just thought it's something I could have said would have been really controversial.
All right, well, it's almost underrated.
Underrated, I think, my controversial one was going to be if I went with overrated, but I don't need the grief. But underrated? Is Indian food underrated?
I think it is. I like Indian food.
Every time I've had it, I've really enjoyed it, and I just don't have it that often. Like chicken tikka marsala is delicious.
Oh, butter chicken, yeah. The naan. Yeah, just don't get too spicy.
I have no idea what to say here, to be honest with you.
Is it Mexican food for you?
Canadian?
You think it's underrated?
I think it's got a cuisine.
You like cuisine?
I mean, maple syrup? I don't know. I don't know what's underrated. Everything I like is pretty highly rated. Like I think Thai food is properly rated.
You can
rated.
Say Thai food.
You can say Thai food. I think, because I'm going Asian, this hits close to home for me.
Right,
I think Vietnamese food is underrated. And I'll say, because I think anyone who ever actually has it for the first time enjoys it a lot. And they never venture outside like Chinese, Japanese, or Korean.
Got to try some pho.
There's a lot of Asia out there.
I need some pho in my life.
You got the pork chops. I think the egg rolls are superior to the other egg rolls. So, yes. I think it's underrated.
Hold on. What makes this egg roll superior?
I think that you're not going to like this, Doug, but the pork is much, much more pork, more flavorful, crispiness, the sauce, the Nước Mắm sauce.
So I don't know much about Vietnamese food, but is the egg roll difference? Is the wrapper, is it a different wrapper?
It's
more
thinner,
like a spring roll?
Yeah, it's a little more spring roll type wrapper than it is the traditional like American Chinese where it's thick, right? You know,
I love the American.
You do. Yeah. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying.
They're only just getting like four egg rolls.
And hot mustard?
Nuts!
Yes.
All right, I'm hoping this next one's not another food related one. It's going to get real hungry. All right. Oh, this is a new one. Every time you're in the mood, this song comes on. What song is it for you?
You mean when I hear the song?
No. Like, let's say you're just about to get ready to ramp up. All of a sudden, this song starts playing. What song would it be? Like, just to let everyone know, Doug's excited.
Am I talking about in the mood for, you know, a little this and
the
that?
The rodeo? You're just talking for the rodeo.
Yeah, it's not Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes, which was my fire up.
I didn't know
if that, because I love the guitar in that song. It gets me fired up every time. I don't know. It's like, I don't know, some smooth jazz or something.
Kenny G?
I mean, not Kenny G specifically, but something that Alexander Zonchek would have played back in the day on Smooth Jazz 98.7. You know what? There is a song.
I think something by Prince.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a beat, a rhythm, keep you going in the right direction. Sometimes you need a little help. There we go. Okay, I'm back. Here we go.
Was it Bob James and David Sanborn had a song named Maputo?
That's it, right there.
What? And a song named Caputo?
Maputo.
Just ruined it for you.
I like that. Yeah, you did. And it just ended.
Hey, just want to say you're doing a good job, okay? Folks,
you're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Keep going, please. Please.
A little more to the left, you know, okay? I've been doing some stuff, been kind of impressive. Didn't expect that out of you, okay? You know, you're not spry and young anymore, but you're still getting it done. I mean, look on her face, it's like you're getting it done. The Caputo Sex Olympics. Kang, for you?
I can't top that. What do you want me to say? It doesn't matter.
Sorry. I'm sorry for everybody that had to hear that.
Everybody, especially Doug. Yeah.
Particularly Doug.
All right, next question.
Last one.
All right, last one. You have to replace a weekend day with a day during the week. What day are you switching?
A weekend day with a day during the week.
So instead of getting Saturday and Sunday off,
yeah, you got to work one of those. Yeah, and then you get the other day during the
Wednesday.
Week off. Wednesday with what?
Actually,
day?
No. Wait, hold on. I change Saturdays already. I'm used to working on Saturdays, so you work on Saturdays, and I get Tuesday off. I want Tuesday off. Mondays are easy shows because it's recapping a weekend. I'd love to take Tuesdays off. The next weekend's too far away, and you just spent Monday recapping the weekend. So for me, work-wise, Tuesdays are my least favorite show of the week. There, I said it. Well, now you know.
Good thing
I
it's Thursday.
I hate working on Tuesdays.
I'm going to go with Wednesdays. You know, I mean, hump day is, it's tough to get over the hump sometimes, and I think that's a difficult day for us as well. So, and day you replace it with?
Yeah.
Sunday, because it's like, okay, football. Middle of the week? for if we switched Lions games to Wednesday, I'd make Wednesday's a lot more pleasurable.
You know, sound caputo, because I'm with you, Gator. Sunday and Wednesday for me, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just looking down at some of the things that people said for what song they would choose. The Imperial March.
Dun, 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 dun.
NFL films music.
Oh.
You're not going with the mock draft, Doug?
Yeah, that's right. We should. There it is. Hey, send your questions over for the big old tub of pretzels for the question of the day. 248-539-9797. Get them over right now. Kang will sift through them. We'll put them in the bucket, and you never know when your question might get asked. A former MLB GM proposed 5 Tarek Skubal trades. Would you take any of them? We will get to that today at 11:31 here on 97. Yeah, you ruined it for me.
I've ruined it for everybody.
Yeah. You gotta have.
Been doing this for a long time, okay? Kind of know what I'm doing. I know how to please women, okay? You know, chivalry isn't dead. Shouldn't be. Maybe open the door once in a while, pull a chair out once in a while, okay? Stay off her hair and stuff. That's your song? Is this the jam?
No, it's here. You want to hear it on my phone? I brought it up during a commercial break. I was walking around the building. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
don't
over.
Stop.
No, it's over.
No, don't
completely
stop.
Completely over.
No, I mean, don't stop. Don't stop, okay?
How appropriate that we shift gears to baseball. So Jim Bowden put together 5 potential packages.
You know, you're supposed to think about baseball. It makes it last a little longer, okay? Yeah, I think of Jim Bowden now.
Jim Bowden put together 5 potential trade scenarios for Tarek Skubal. He had one with the Dodgers, one with the Mets, one with the Red Sox, one with Seattle, and one with the Yankees.
Pretty big package. Just saying, you know, there's 5 different packages of players that Jim Bowden was talking about.
Yes. I got to tell you, for me, it was no, 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 and no. And it was getting teams, young, talented players that have made their major league debuts, but it felt like, I don't want to read all these prospects, but it wasn't like anybody's top prospect. I know, and I would expect to get a couple of their top prospects and an established player. And if that's too much, then I'm not interested, and that's okay. But I thought these trade proposals for me were wildly, wildly underwhelming.
Some of them I wasn't interested just because I don't want to help out the Dodgers, right? I don't care the Dodgers. And the Mets one just didn't interest me because we've seen a similar package of players offered before. And you know, if you're not going to offer up Nolan, whatever his name is, then I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in Jonah Tong. And I mean, I am interested in Jonah Tong, but if that's the headline player, then no. Seattle just seemed like it was a bunch of arms, and that's not what I'm looking for necessarily.
And Boston, it did not include Logan Evans.
Right.
As soon as I saw him, uh-oh, is Logan. What do we got?
Here we go. Boston's return of players didn't really appeal to me either.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, a couple pitchers they threw in, we've heard those pitchers' names mentioned before. I'm like, okay, maybe. But the Yankees package was a little different. I'm listening. I would want to add to it, but I'm listening because he talked about Spencer Jones, the outfielder who hit 35 home runs last year in the minors, and he's big guy, 6'7". It seems like this is what the Yankees are doing. They're throwing monsters out there on their team. And this guy has a high strikeout rate, but he also had a .362 on base percentage. And like I said, the ton of home runs, and apparently is above average defensively. He can play any of the 3 outfield positions. That's the versatility Tigers like. I'm interested there. Carlos LaGrange, a right-handed pitcher there who pitched at AA last year, apparently can throw over 100 miles an hour. The thing that has me a little nervy about it is that he's also had some back issues in his past. All right, well, do the Tigers know how to handle back issues? I mean, they've had to deal with Jack Flaherty for a couple of years with back issues. So, but he's a high strikeout rate guy. I think it was Bryce Cunningham. Was that another name was in that
Yeah, I think
list? So. And he's another guy, kind of a high strikeout guy. Will Warren is the other pitcher who's involved. So these are the four players. Will Warren actually made the roster and started 33 games for the Yankees this year.
With mid results.
Yeah, mid results. But, I mean, that's a package of players I could be interested in because I think the pitchers are ready to help out really soon, if not right now. Spencer Jones might be that same thing. It might be able to crack your lineup. But there still has to be some shuffling for the Tigers. Like if you're going to add an outfielder, someone's got to go.
Yeah.
So, and they got Spencer Jones that you want to see him play maybe a little bit more in AAA. The packages are they're decent, but I don't know if it's enough for me to pull the trigger and say, yep, that's what I'm going to do.
So there was that. I said no to all of them, mm-hmm. and it was just, if it's because my expectations are unrealistic, so be it. Then guess what? Scooble is anchoring my staff going into next year, and I hope I add to it. But I'm open to a trade, but none of these blow my doors off.
Yeah.
And that's what it has to be, right?
And I think part of that for you and for me is not we're not following all these guys every day, so we don't really know. So we're going to rely on something like MLB Pipeline to tell us who the top prospects are in an organization.
And nobody's parting with their top prospect in any of these trades.
At least according to MLB Pipeline.
No, that's true.
And those numbers are going to change whenever they come out with their next rankings because players move up and down.
And just because MLB Pipeline has a guy ranked ahead of somebody doesn't mean the Tigers do. They might
thing. I'm intrigued a little bit by what the Yankees package of players was from Jim Bowden.
So this morning there was some reporting from Jeff Passan who talked to 11 industry insiders from Major League Baseball about what Detroit should do this offseason as it pertains to Scooble. So he brought up, you know, the trade Scooble scenario, the keep Scooble scenario, and the trade him at the trade deadline scenario. Of trade, so this is Major League insiders telling us their perspective on the Scooble situation. Under trade Scooble this winter, Passan writes, this was the least popular option among our panel, and one rival executive explained why. Quote, the whole reason you do all this is to start a season with a potential contender that has an ace. You can't throw that away before the season starts. How long will it take to get here again? Goes on to say some panelists hemmed and hawed about how much a team would have to overpay to get Detroit to consider a trade. Dealing away a player of this caliber would label the Tigers a small market team, or at least by mindset, and bring into question whether they would find themselves in this situation again as other star players approach free agency. You know, how are the guys in house going to feel if you weren't willing to pay Scooble? I mean, you know, that's, you can explain to them, look, the demands were unrealistic and we think we're better off with this package of players that we get back. But then he goes on to say of this, when I asked these sources what the Tigers should do, they seemed unsure about how Detroit was viewing the situation, but leaned towards believing the Tigers would keep Scooble going into the season. Detroit would listen before hanging up when teams called.
Yeah, and I think that's the right approach. You're going to listen to everything that people are going to offer you. And if it's not there, then don't do it. Don't force a trade just for the sake of trade. You can try to compete in 2026 to win a World Series. It's not going to stop me from, okay, I'm trying to work out a long-term deal for Scooble. In the meantime, can I throw a long-term contract offer out to Dylan Cease or to Framber Valdez or Ranger Suarez or somebody else? You should. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to stop me from being involved with Alex Bregman talks, or if you want to, you know, talk to Bo Bichette, I guess you can do that too. And there are plenty of players in free agency that would help this team out without question that would help this team out. I think as we're going to get into this, the loan, not the loan impediment, but an impediment is that Gleyber Torres accepted the offer because that's $22 million that you don't have to spend now in free agency, at least that you're not likely to spend as much, which may or may not be true, right? We don't know what the Tigers' plan is, and you don't have to worry about Gleyber Torres after next year. You're not going to continue to pay him $20 million, so it would actually tell you that you're going for it this year.
Okay.
With that.
Regarding keeping Schoolable but trading him at the trade deadline, industry executive says you cannot, under any circumstances, hold Schoolable through the trade deadline and miss the playoffs. That would be catastrophic.
Duh.
Passon goes on to say the haul would still be formidable for a rental deal. Back of the envelope math says two prospects ranking no later than the top 100 or one elite young player, roughly speaking. So if they get to the trade deadline and they aren't having the season they want, you move in then for two top 100 prospects or one elite prospect, understanding it's a two-month rental. How do you feel about that?
It's a dangerous game to play, expecting that that's going to be your return when you don't know. No. You have no idea what the market's going to be. You have no idea what teams are going to be willing to offer. And, you know, how many of these teams have those top guys so I that are willing to make a trade anyway because they want to go for it. So I get nervous about banking on, if you're going to trade him at the deadline. I think if you're going to trade him, I would trade him in the offseason here.
Yeah.
If you're going to trade him. And again, everything hinges on what does he really want? And they may know right now. I would assume that they know right now exactly what he wants or what his camp wants, despite the, you know, Dr. Seuss going out there as his agent and telling you, yeah, what isn't.
If he missed it, he had like a limerick last week telling why the Tigers needed to sign school. It was really bizarre. But another rival executive talking about the Tigers regarding Schoolable has an informed theory on Harris's focus. Quote, he has his eyes set on 27 and 28 as his prime contending years. So not this coming season. And then he says top prospects, Kevin McGonigal and Max Clark, the number two and number, this is Passon writing now. Mm-hmm. Top prospects, Kevin McGonigal and Max Clark, the number two and six prospects in the sport, could be core players as soon as the second half of 2026. So aiming for things to really take off in 2027 is logical.
Yeah, and you're also getting close to the 2028 would be, I think that's the last year of before guys like Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, and Kerry Carpenter hit free agency.
If you are thinking that way, okay, if Scott Harris truly believes 27 and 28 is the prime contending years for the Tigers, then basically he's saying what we have done with this core, we don't think is going to be enough. We need that next injection of talent that's matriculating through our system. And people say, you know, when you have a team that is good, don't fall in love with them because they might not be good enough. So don't be afraid to sort of start over or play the long game. And we've seen this before. Like, I remember when the Pistons traded everybody, when the Pistons pulled the plug and moved on from Chauncey Billups, every year they were getting a little further away from contention.
Right.
And they recognized, they just expedited and said, all right, this is over. And they traded Iverson to be, because he was a free agent, he could play for them and fill seats, and then they could start all over, try and rebuild it. And it didn't really work, but that was the theory. You got to know, hey, has this team already reached its ceiling the way we're constructed?
That was in the theory back with the Tigers of the Purge when they had Verlander and Upton and J.D. Martinez to trade and didn't get much out of it. That's the thing that leaves a bad taste in the mouth of Tiger fans.
Okay.
And once you were non-competitive, you had all these top picks, and have they really worked out?
Coming up at 11:50, what an executive says about Scott Harris's approach towards re-signing school is interesting. We'll read it to you. All right. We may have to take 10 texts on something here. Something's going on with our guy, Kang. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
What's happening, man? You all right?
Oh, it's all good. So we were talking about the Jeff Passon story where he's quoting executives and agents and people in Major League Baseball regarding the Schoolable situation. They've laid it out in three possible scenarios. Trade Schoolable this winter, keep Schoolable but trade him at the deadline, and then there's keep Schoolable no matter what and extend him. And take the draft picks if he ends up leaving. If he ends up leaving. So if they keep him, Passan writes, the Tigers would get another title run with the reigning back-to-back Cy Young winner and more time to convince him to stay in Detroit. Maybe that combination could make magic and both sides could land on a deal before he hits free agency. Scooble said he wants to stay in Detroit, so you can't rule it out. Another rival executive thinks Harris is focused on how to make this happen. Quote, Harris will never believe he can't sign Scooble. That is another executive in Major League Baseball. And I actually like this quote, and I hope it's true. And I hope that's because Tarek Skubal himself has given Harris some indication that they could get in the same ballpark.
Yeah, I would think that's the first thing that comes to my mind, is that if that's the way he feels that he can get it done, it's because he's had conversations with Tarek, knows Tarek loves to play for the Tigers, loves his team. And it's just a question of, can the Tigers meet the financial demands enough where he would come here? I would have to think, like, let's say that, just for throw a number out there, if the Tigers offer $400 million and the Yankees offer $400 million, I would have to believe that he would take the Tigers.
I would think so.
With money being the same. The question is, how far apart do you have to be where it's too far apart? You know, if the Yankee offer or a Mets offer is going to be $20 million more in total, is that too far of a gap to bridge?
I don't know. I mean, maybe we shouldn't be so quick to say if the money's the same, he'll stay in Detroit. I think.
Well, based on that comment, I hope
it's true, but some people, you know, want the bright lights and all that comes with being a star in New York.
Well, and I think Tarek just say recently he'd give up a Cy Young to win a World Series. Yep. Okay, well, sure. Can you win a World Series with this team? This team has made the playoffs the last couple of years. But you got to add to this team to be a more of a contender.
Okay, so Passan goes on to say regarding re-signing Scooble, one source said the collective bargaining agreement complication moves the odds that Scooble signs an extension before free agency from 0% to 10%. Oh. anything else here? Passan writes about how Clark and McGonagall could show up this year and make the Tigers competitive, and that could appeal to Scooble. And he writes, this logic, if things go well in 2026, the Tigers contend and hold on to Scooble through the season, is why another executive mused on Detroit's options if it traded Scooble at the deadline. Quote, you could still trade Scooble and then sign him back long term, but I can't imagine a series of events where that would actually happen. Fans always talk about it. It happens so rarely. It did just happen with Jack Flaherty. Bottom line, some sources mentioned Detroit is targeting pitching depth early in free agency. Is that to backfill for a potential Scooble trade, a deal now or at the deadline, or just create depth for a title run like contending teams need, or to create leverage and depth so they can maximize optionality for 2026? That's the Passan breakdown of where everything stands with Tarek Scooble. My gut tells me they go into the season with Tarek Scooble as their ace. He's their opening day pitcher.
My gut tells me that as well. But again, they'd be foolish not to pick up the phone and listen to offers that would come in. We'll see how many teams are really serious about doing it. The idea of McGonagall and Clark, we talk about them a lot because of the top two prospects and two of the top 10 prospects in all of baseball, their timeline of getting here. Evan Petzold of the Free Press had an article today about Kevin McGonagall specifically, and the headline of the article is Detroit Tigers focused on development with Kevin McGonagall, not the 2026 opening day roster, because he still hasn't played at AAA, and neither has Max Clark, that they would likely have to get some time there before coming up here. And there's a quote from Jeff Greenberg, the Tigers general manager, that says, I think it's premature to have that conversation, that McGonagall still has some developing. He says there's still more development there. It's not necessarily a commentary on Kevin, but it's just commentary on the realities of how hard it is to make that transition and the importance that we foster that environment to put these guys in the best position possible. The Tigers are being very careful with these prospects, not rush them through, and you know, give them the opportunity when the opportunity is there, and they're going to have to earn that. And both McGonagall and Clark had, you know, they played decently when they went to AA, but enough to say they're definitely going to be on the roster opening day? Probably not, but let it go through spring training and we'll see.
All right. I want to bring this scenario to the table. Gator, I think you're going to love this. Kang is taking the family on a Disney cruise.
Well, not me. I think it's the wife that's taking us.
Okay. Well, Kang and the family, you are going on a Disney cruise.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, because I've refused to go to Disney. You, Gator, you know this because your brother is like a Disney whore. Like his family, they go multiple times a year, love it. They try to talk. We've at one of the Gator Paloozas, we've talked, his wife, him and myself and my wife, and they tried convincing her, which they didn't need to convince her because she's always wanted to go to Disney.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it because it just looks like a pain in the ass. Just crowded, long lines, all that stuff, screaming kids. So the compromise, Doug, was she brought it up to me. If I can find a deal on a cruise, a Disney cruise, would you do that? And I said, fine. And the kids, they, of course, they love Disney. So I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm not asking you
so
to
much
come.
Disapproval. No, I understand. I'm just saying, I hope you understand going into this. A Disney cruise is not Disney.
I know. It's not, like, that's why I'm going.
Right, but I mean, it's not going to stop the yearning for the rest of the family to want to go to Disney World.
Or maybe one day. It. He's extending the shot clock. All right, so as part of this, his wife came up with a plan, and this is the part you're going to love. Family Disney-themed T-shirts.
Yeah, we're going to be that family. We're going to be that family.
Is it just for the four of you, or is there another extended family coming?
My mother-in-law and my brother-in-law are coming as well. So it's going to be six of us, and everyone is getting a shirt.
Well, I'm all about that.
This is so great.
That's amazing.
Okay, now, but what does the shirt say what?
All right, so the shirt's going to say Cruise Squad, I guess, right? 2025, whatever.
All right.
With a mouse?
Well,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
They each will pick a Disney character for the shirt.
Oh.
Okay, so can you tell us what was picked?
I will tell you what my daughters picked.
Yeah, don't do that. Actually, don't do that for the purpose of what we're going to do here. You said you don't care.
I do not care.
What character you are?
Yep.
Okay.
So it was
my wife asked me, what character do you want to be? And I said, I don't care. You know what? Let the girls decide. And the girls both decided something different.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, God, this is getting...
One's probably sweet, and the other one is like, why?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
The younger
you
one
really
said,
don't love me, is what
the,
you're
the younger one said, you're coming? But no.
Why?
Yeah,
why does dad
so
have
anyways,
to come?
We ended up finally coming to a consensus for what dad's going to have on his shirt.
Okay, so this was... Your wife got involved. Did you have any say, or was it basically picked all by the family?
All by the family.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. What Disney character do you think his family picked for Kang's shirt for the Disney cruise? The family cruise squad shirts where they each will have a Disney character. They picked Kang's Disney character. We'll take 10 texts. What character, Disney character, do you think they chose for Kang to wear on his shirt for the Disney cruise? Text us at 248-539-9797. Make sure you sign your text. We will read the first 10 that come in, and then Kang will tell us what his shirt will say for the family Disney cruise. Do you have an idea? Do you have
character? Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We'll get to that straight ahead. Plus, we'll talk about how real is this guy in the noon hour here on 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.